From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Woodland Park residents are being warned that a mountain lion and two cubs have been spotted under porches at homes in the area of Northwoods Drive. The city's police department says the state wildlife department has been notified and has responded several times to try and move them out of the area. The police department says residents should watch their pets and should not approach the mountain lion if they should happen to cross paths. A new study outlines the economic benefits of parks and recreation in the Pikes Peak region. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky has more.
Parks help lower public health costs, raise property values, and attract tourism dollars, according to the study. The Trust for Public Land authored the report. The group has done more than 40 similar studies in other communities across the country. Senior research economist Jennifer Plowden says it caught her attention that 9% of tourists visit the Springs specifically to spend time outdoors.
It's a very high number. In other urban places that we've worked, it's been a lot lower. So it really tells us that the outdoors and the parks that make those outdoors accessible to tourists are really central to the economy here.
Parks Director Karen Palace says Colorado Springs residents know parks are important to their personal lives, but it's valuable to have figures to demonstrate their benefits in government and economic arenas. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
The study comes as Colorado Springs City Council recently decided not to place a sales tax measure for parks on April's ballot. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.